Jonathan and Paul are going to come up, and they're going to share some things on their heart concerning the ministries that they're so much involved in, and that is, you know, concerning our children, our future, as well as our present. And it's an awesome job to be a parent. Awesome responsibility, too, because I don't think at any other time in the history of this world has this been so much of Satan's world. It's always been Satan's world, but he has never had so much in the past, as much help as he does now, especially through technology, through the media, through the movies, through the music, through the TV shows, through internet. His will, his values are being spread out there. Many, many children are taking those values on. And so it's an awesome job as never before, and a challenging job as parents to make sure our children are raised, that they're in the world, but they're not of the world. And those standards are important. And we're very fortunate that here in this congregation, we have a lot of support for parents. The children's ministry with Jonathan and the parents that help him. The youth ministry with Paul and the parents that help him. Camp Wannabe. All the teachers that teach our children and our youth as far as Bible classes that they have. We've got other things such as the parenting classes, the family heritage workshops. We've got counseling for families, for parents, for children, all available. We've got many members of the congregation that pray for the children, that have gotten names and pray for our children. All of this is important. All of it is helpful. But all of it together cannot take the place and the influence of a mom and dad or mom or dad in raising their kids with the principles that God wants them to have to fight Satan in their environment. As parents, you're not only important, you are primary. You are the key. But we do have a lot of help for you. You don't have to do this by yourself, as I mentioned. Now, as Jonathan and Paul come up, the lessons and the words from their heart they're going to share with you come from them to the whole congregation. It's not just for the parents. And so I'm going to ask Paul and Jonathan to come up now if they would. I would just like to lead us in a brief prayer. Let us bow. Our wonderful Father in heaven, we thank you so very much for you always being with us. We thank you for your blessing of children, because they are a blessing from you, Father. I ask that you be with Jonathan and Paul. Help them share from their heart the things that they have prepared to say. Help us as a congregation to receive those things, to look at how we can apply them, whether we're parents, grandparents, or just brothers and sisters in Christ, to where we can help. We just ask that you be with us as we look at it, this area of our children and the importance of our children from our own perspective, Father. Thank you for always being there. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.